antes hablabas
sí,
de los ver el dinero, so antes de pico estamos de cuatro partes
cuando llega el
disponible.
我对这个教这个团队神的崇拜，我有很多的资料。那么有些资料是很继续性的，所以因为时间的问题，我没有办法把全部的资料都跟你们分享，所以我就挑起一些重点跟大家分享。And
this morning we're going to talk about two points. One is what is called form and freedom.
今天早上我们来看两个重点，第一个就是看到这个表格哈，这个形格形象跟这个自由。
They ask the question whether there is a need for order and form in worship.
是问呢，我们崇拜需不需要有那个积蓄呢？这个或者是不需要这个积蓄呢？
Now, what I mean by form is that everything is done in a certain way, you know, and we cannot deviate from this certain way we are going to do, we are going to do worship.
这个积蓄就是说，每个崇拜都是一样的积蓄，就是有这个形象。
So, we ask the question whether it should be form or it should be freedom.
所以我们要问这个问题。
崇拜是不是要跟着一个秩序呢？或者是我们有这个自由，所以我们要做什么就做什么。Should we be doing things like whenever we think of what we want to do, we just do it?
就是做当时我们的冲动是怎么样，我们的感受是怎么样，我们就这样子去崇拜。
And secondly, we are going to look at our own order of worship.
第二点，我们就看到我们教会我们自己的崇拜的这个程序。
Now this is our order of worship here, all in the word here.
这是我们教会的程序表。
So we need to look at our own order of worship and we need to see whether it is inadequate or is too much.
然后我们来看看我们的程序表，看看它是不是足够呢？
Do we need to change the order of worship or do we need to improve on it?
我们需不需要改变我们的程序表呢，或者改善我们的程序表呢？
So first of all, we're going to look at the form and freedom.
首先我们来看看第一点，就是看看这个程序。
Now the Bible in the nowhere prescribed a certain form of worship.
这圣经里面也没有跟我们说要这个崇拜要怎么样子的这个程序。
There's no exact form. This is the way it should be done. There's no exact form.
在圣经里面是神没有跟我们说我们的崇拜要这样这样这样子的。
But it acknowledges some essential form of expression in worship.
但是就是我们其实崇拜是对神的一个，我们对神的一个崇拜。
Now in the Old Testament we see there's more emphasis in form and ceremonies.
在旧约圣经我们看到就是它的重点比较多跟这个程序这个礼仪。
Because in the Old Testament, you know, it prescribed how sacrifices are to be done.
比如说在旧约里面讲到这个圣礼或者献祭要怎么样的这个程序。
How the animal is to be slaughtered and how the blood is to be sprinkled on the altar.
这个献祭的时候，那个动物要被养，怎么样去把它杀，然后怎么样的去敬给神。
And it emphasizes on the certain people are allowed to do it, the certain people are not allowed.
那有些就可以献祭，有些人就不可以。
Only the priest will be allowed to do the sacrifice.
只是祭司才可以献祭的。
Now, when we come to the New Testament,
当我们来到新约的时候
，more is emphasized on spirit and on truth。
那圣经里面的强调很多关于这个圣灵。
And more on the freedom of worship。
圣灵跟真理，然后讲到这个崇拜。
However, it does not reject central form and action。
但是新约也没有说拒绝这个形式。
Now, for instance, we look at the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26.
比如说，我们来看一下《哥林多前书》第十四章。第十四章，《哥林多前书》第十四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26.
二十六节。
What then shall we say, brothers, when you come together, everyone has a hymn, or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. All these must be done for the strengthening of the church.
啊，这哥林多前书第十章二十六节，弟兄们，这却是什么呢？你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有
Now, this is not a prescribed form of worship. It's simply said that during worship you have hymn, you have prayers, you have preaching, but this is not a form, prescribed form.
So, he doesn't say that you have to follow this form. It's just that in the worship or in the praise of God,崇拜神的时候，我们有诗歌，我们有教训，我们有分享。
But whatever you do when you're singing and praying and preaching and reading the scripture, it must reach a goal, and that goal is the edification, the building up of the brothers and sisters.
但是无论你是做什么，你是唱诗歌呢，或者讲道，或者分享，或者但是凡是你做这些，都是要造就人。
And then also in verse 13, chapter 14, the same chapter in verse 33 to 40.
同样在哥林多前书第十三章，33到四十节。
For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all congregations of the saints. Women should remain silent in the churches. They are not allowed to speak, but must be in submission, as the Lord says.If they want to inquire about something, they should ask their own husbands at home, or is disgraceful for women to speak in the church. Did the word of God originate with them, or are you the only people it has reached? If anybody thinks he is a prophet or spiritually gifted, let him acknowledge that what I am writing to you is the Lord's command. If he ignores this, he himself will be ignored.Therefore, my brothers, be eager to prophesy and do not forbid speaking in tongues, but everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way.
是，就是在哥林多前书第十四章三十三到四十节，因为神不是叫人混乱，而是叫人安静。妇女在会中要闭口不言像在信徒的教会一样，因为不准他们说话，他们总要顺服。正如法律所说的，他们要学什么，可以在家里问自己的丈夫。因为妇女在会众说话原是可耻的。神的道理岂是从你们出来吗？岂是当领到你们吗？若有人以为自己是先知，或是属灵的，就该知道我所写给你们的是主的命令。若不知道的，就由他们知道吧。所以我的弟兄们，你们要切勿做先知讲道，不要禁止说谎言，凡事都要规规矩矩的遵守谨示。
Okay, especially in verse 14, it says everything must be done in a fitting and orderly way.
特别在第十四十节那里说到每一样东西，凡事都要规规矩矩的去遵守。
There are certain things that we should do and certain things we should not do.
有些我们要做，有些我们不需要做。
Now there are certain people think that this is the passage that will be the one for speaking in church.
这个经节说到妇女不要在会众说话。
Well, I don't think it is the forbidding of women speaking or, you know, being in the role of leadership.
这不是说到妇女不可以做领袖的。
It's a matter of the two cultures, the clash of two cultures, the Hebrew culture and the Greek culture.
这是两个不同的文化，就是希伯来的文化跟那个希腊的文化。
In the Greek culture, the women are maybe more, you know, in position of authority, especially when they are the mistress of the household.
因为在希腊的那个他们的文化，那些女就。比较很强的，就是说很多话。
They are used to ordering the slaves in their household, and so when they come to church, they do the same thing.
他们是在家里管这些奴隶的，所以他们来到教会的时候，他们也同样的这样子做。
And so, but the Jewish culture, the women are more, submissive, and so they feel uncomfortable.In congregations like that, a mixed congregation.
但是呢，犹太的妇女呢，她们是比较安静，她们比较去比较顺服的，所以她们来到教会的时候，跟另外的文化的妇女，她们觉得有点就是不舒服。
And as a result, that Paul said that for the first purpose of unity and ordering, so it's better for the woman not to speak whatever you want to say.They can go home and talk to the husband.
所以保罗就为了就是让这个教会有点平静的话，就叫他们那些妇女不要再会众说话。如果有什么的，就回去跟他的丈夫，他们的丈夫自己说。
So there is no prescribed order of worship.
所以是不是说这个崇拜要怎么样有一个某一个规定的仪式
？But when we read the classical story in the fourth chapter.John, where Jesus said, God is spirit, you worship him, you must worship in spirit and in truth.
那时候我们看到在约翰福音那里说到耶稣怎么说，他说神是一个灵，所以我们敬拜他的时候是用心灵更诚实的去敬拜他。
So here we see that worship, there are two important, very, very important elements. One is the spirit.And the other is in truth.
所以在崇拜里面有两个很重要的这个性格，就是这个信灵跟诚实。
So the truth means the Bible, the Word of God, and when the Word of God is being communicated, it must be communicated in some expressive form.
就是说信灵跟诚实，那怎么样？这个诚实就是说神的话语，神的话语。就要交通出来给我们。
So there's the truth and there is the form.
就是真理跟这个形式。
Now we know that there are two kinds of churches. One is what we call the liturgical church, the church that emphasizes liturgy on ceremonies.
有两个不同的这个教会，这个他们的形象，一个就是很注重这些形式仪礼的教会。
And the other is very free.
另外一种教会就是很自由的。
For example, the Quakers.
比如说这个
贵格会。
Now
they reject all forms in worship.
贵格会他们的聚会是没有形式的。
They have no form at all when they worship.
他们来到崇拜是完全是没有形式的。
No singing, no hymns, no music, no nothing.
没有唱诗，没有音乐，没有讲到，什么都没有的。
They just sit around in a circle, and when someone is moved the spirit, he will stand up and he will say something.
他们只是坐在一个圆圈，然后呢就等待一个有什么他有心灵感动他了，他就站起来分享他的。
And then after they've done so, he will sit down and then wait for somebody to be moved by the spirit.And then he will stand up and speak, say something.
然后他分享了之后，他就坐下来，然后再等下一个有圣灵的感动，然后那个就会站起来又分享。
So they don't have a form like that we do. They just sit around and then wait for the spirit to touch them, move them, And then they will say something.
他们是没有这个程序表的，然后他们聚会是就是坐在一个圆圈，等圣灵的带领。
Now this is the traditional Quakers day that have changed over the years.
会不会本来就是很久以前都是这样子？现在他们就慢慢的有点改变。
But we also say that, you know, even the Quakers they have some form. That form is disciplined in the center.
虽然贵格为他们说他们没有程序，但是其实他们也有程序，因为他们是坐在一个圆圈的。
Now the Bible says, worship God in spirit and in truth.
那圣经说要敬拜神是用圣灵跟诚实敬拜。
And that truth must be conveyed in some visible form.
那个诚实就是证明要交通出来。
And the spirit is the attitude of the worshipper.
就是这个圣灵呢，就是我们去敬拜神，我们的心态。
Yeah. So we come in an attitude of love and of adoration.And submission.
我们来到神的面前，我们的心态就是一个感谢，然后爱神的心态。
So the two, the truth and spirit are very important. They combine together.
所以这个信灵跟这个诚实，就是说神的话语，我们是很重要的。
So in the practice of public worship, it's not a question of either form or freedom.
所以呢，我们来崇拜不是说只是有这个仪式，有仪式，或者没有仪式。
It is supposed to be both and.
其实是有仪式，然后还有这个自由。
So form and freedom combined to a genuine worship.
所以呢，有一个真正的好的这个聚会或者崇拜，我们需要有这个情绪，还有这个自由。
But it should not be a rigid form that means just absence of freedom, very rigid, and without any spontaneity. And that causes pure worship.
这个仪式不是说很硬的，完全是没有这个这个生命的这种的仪式。
But spontaneity without order becomes subjectivity.
不过如果完全没有仪式，就是太自由的话也不行。
And it will create confusion.
因为这样子的这个聚会就会很混乱。
And we cannot say just let yourself loose and then whenever you want to sing you sing, whenever you want to pray you pray.
所以不可以说你觉得有什么冲动，你要唱歌你就忽然间就唱出来，然后你觉得有什么感动你就做出来。
When you do that, the people will be confused and worship becomes impossible.
如果这样子的时候，这个聚会就变得很混乱，所以就很难的去敬拜神。
We know that when God created this universe, He created this universe in order.
我们知道，当神创造这个宇宙万物的时候，他是用有程序的去创造。
And he set man in the midst with the ability to relate himself to an orderly universe.
所以呢，他创造了这个宇宙的时候，是用有程序的去创造的时候，所以呢，这个宇宙也用这个程序来去敬拜他。
Therefore, man must proceed with orderly freedom.
所以呢，我们的自由是也有程序的自由。
So there are people who object to form and order and dignity in worship.
但是有些人是不愿意有这些的程序。
I think that sometimes due to our mental laziness or our spiritual evasion.
其实是因为我们就是心灵上有些懒惰，或者我们害怕会遇到神。
We dread the encounter with God and which demand the discipline of order.
因为我们需要这个纪律的，然后才可以去敬拜神，然后我们就怕这样子，我们就会遇到神。
So today it's more comfortable we have to follow our own impulse and to soothe our feeling with a humanistic subjectivity.
所以呢，我们有时候觉得比较舒服，就是让我们自己的冲动带领我们。
You know, Paul used the illustration of when the army.I would go out to fight the war.
当那个军队要出去打仗的时候
，and they have to listen to the trumpet. You know, in a certain way, something is being blown. You know, some tune is being blown, and that is it means you have to march forward. or you can withdraw.
那个军队的那个带领的人，他就要吹那个号，那个号就是要他们的军队要往前呢，或者要退后。
And so Paul says that if the trumpet gives an uncertain and indefinite sound, the soldier will not be prepared, they will be confused.
所以当那个吹号是不清楚的话，这样子那个兵队就不晓得要往前去呢，还是退后呢？
So there is, if there's no order, there will be confusion.
所以如果没有这个情绪的话呢，就有混乱。
However, there is a place for freedom.
但是其实自由也很重要。
But it must be responsible freedom and not licensed freedom, which means anything and everything goes.
就是有这个规矩的自由。
Freedom does not imply formlessness, but the master of form.
这个自由，真正的自由，不是说完全没有形式的，而是我们怎么样去可以让这个自由控制这个自由。
True freedom makes use of form rather than becoming a slave to formlessness.
我们不是说让这个自由让我们成为他的奴隶了。
Now we know that in martial art, there are different grades of practice.
如果你学武术的时候，你就知道有不同的这个练习啊。
And first of all, you learn the fixed form.
首先你要学一套拳。
You do exactly what the master instructed you to do.
这个拳要学，就是每一步都是要跟着的。
How you strike, how you punch, how you block.
你怎么样用这个拳怎么样打怎么样去挡怎么去挡
Now you do exactly what the master teaches you.
那么你的老师怎么教你的时候，你就完全跟着他的那个情绪。
Now after you have mastered the form, you go to the next stage, we call sparring. Two persons will in combat with one another.
当你学好这套拳的时候呢，下一部分还是要去学打。
But that sparring is also a fixed sparring. You do exactly how you're taught, how to punch, how to strike, and how to block.
然后这开始你学打的时候也是完全是被控制的，那个老师怎么教你要怎么去打，你就怎么去打。
Then the next stage is what we call the free sparring, that there is nothing is fixed.
然后在你已经做了这个之后呢，你继续做的时候，下一步呢就是这个打是自由的打。
But it is after that you have mastered the form, then you can go into free sparring.
这个自由的打呢，你是不可以一学的时候就要去做这个自由的打，你要首先学好那套拳。 然后那个控制的打，然后就去到那个自由的打。
In the same way, freedom in worship comes from mastering of form.
所以呢，我同样我们崇拜要有这个自由的崇拜呢，要首先我们要学好这个仪式。
So we must not make freedom become our idol, become our master.
所以呢，我们不可以让这个自由成为我们的主人，然后去控制我们。
As long as we say that I cannot worship, you know, without the form.
就是说我不可以崇拜神，如果没有情。
Or if it's not freedom, I will not be able to worship.
如果我没有完全的自由的话，我就不可以去崇拜神。
Then you have made freedom your master and not your. You know, something that will help you to worship.
那这样子的话，你就把自由当，你就说自由那个做了自由的奴隶。
So form and freedom both are very important.
所以这个形式跟这个自由两个都很重要。
So now we're going to look at our form.
现在呢，我们来看看我们的程序表。
The order of worship that we have here.
我们教会的程序表。
It is carefully thought out, it's planned out.
这个程序表是用了很多心机的去计划。
And we have five sections in our order of worship.
我们的程序表里面有五部分。
So we have to look at them carefully.
我们来仔细的看一下。
But time does not allow us to go into details then.
但是因为实际的问题不允许我们去怎么样的去啊、怎么样的去啊、研究它。
Now if we look at this form, it begins with the core devotion.
啊，首先我们的这个啊、程序表叫做去宣教。
The core devotion. The core devotion is an appropriate way to begin the worship service.
是宣教就是一个啊、很重要的这个礼仪，叫我们要开始。
He called the congregation to give attention to the primary object for which the church is assembled.
就呼叫我们全的会众要注意留意到我们聚会的唯一的目标就是什么。
That is that we are to get ready to stand attention before God.
让我们的全部的这个注意力都集中在神的身上。
It's just like the captain would come and inspect the soldiers.
好像那个这个兵丁的他的带领者说。
And the soldier, the head of the group, said, "Attention!" And all the soldiers will be standing in attention.
当那个所以呢，全部呢，那个兵士都会注意。
Now the purpose of the call to worship is there are several purposes.
这个崇拜，这个宣教呢，有不同的那个意思。
First, to direct the mind of the congregation toward God.
它的其中一个目的呢，就是叫全部的这个会众，把我们的思想都向神
集中。To remind them they have come to a holy place.
提醒这个会众，他们来到一个圣洁的地方。
To announce to them that we are about to see God, to come to the presence of God.
我们来到这个圣地，要跟神见面。
It's just like when the president or the queen or the king is going to make his entrance, it will be announced. The president of the United States of America, and the people will stand and then greet the president.
啊，比如说，好像美国总统到一个地方去见某一个人的时候，就有这个预先的通知说他会来到。
And so it is to call the attention of people that someone very important is coming.
宣教是说，就是预备我们的心，我们要去准备要去见神。
The secondly is to remove distraction from the attention of the congregation.
第二个目的就是说，让我们把其他的这些。把我们分散注意力的东西就挪开。
There were 6 days we are out there struggling in the dark, eat dark bones society.
这六天我们就在这个世界社会里面很困难的社会里面差不多就是很脆骨的那个社会里面在挣扎。
But now we are entered into another experience.
但是第七天我们来到这个圣地。
This is a spiritual experience, a spiritual running.
这是一个给我们就是一个对我们精神上就是给我们有一个亲近的地方。
And we are going to experience the presence of God.
我们来到这个地方要可以经历到神的存在。
The call for preparation of the congregation, what is going to happen?
所以这个宣教是叫我们。把所有的这些让分开我们的注意力的东西都挪开。
And to tell people that we must be ready to participate in this exercise called worship.
让我们准备好我们的心情，我们的心态来敬拜神。
And we are ready to sing and to pray and to praise.
让我们可以准备我们的心情，可以去赞美神，去唱诗赞美。
And the last one is to create a proper attitude of worship.
第三个这个目的呢，就是让我们创造一个正确的态度。
We come with an attitude of reverence.
我们来到神的面前，我们的态度就是要谦卑。
We come with an attitude of humility.
谦卑顺服。
An attitude of submission, an attitude of adoration.
一个我们来到神的面前有这个敬畏的态度，谦卑顺服跟崇拜。
Now how is it done?
那么怎么样做呢？
Usually we read a verse of scripture.
首先我们要念啊，这是一个经文。
For example, during the time of Easter, the call to worship is, He is not here, He is risen.
比如说在这个复活节的时候，我们的宣教就是说神已经复活了。
But most of the time our practice is to read one or two scriptures verses from the book of Psalm.
那通常我们的宣教是念一两句的经文，从这个诗篇的经文。
And I have done in the past, we asked the choir to sing the short hymn called The Lord is in His Holy Place, let all the earth be silent.
有时候我叫那个诗篇的小组他们唱这个，就是在我们在神的圣殿里，让全部人都就是要安静。
Now this is taken from Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 20.
其实这个短的诗歌是从在哈巴谷书里面的。
Now some people may have problem with singing this short hymn.
有些人就觉得唱这个短诗歌有点问题。
Now they say that Habakkuk wrote this prophecy during the eve of the Babylonian invasion.
哈巴谷书他写这个书就是当时候巴比伦来侵略他们。
And he denounced the foreign invaders for their aggression towards God's people.
他就说的就是他们这些人来侵略他们的国家。
But he also denounced his own people of apostasy of worshiping the foreign gods.
他就叫他们不要去拜这些外国人的神。
He denounced them, he rebuked them. For their trust, not in God, but in Egypt.
他说，他就责备他们，因为他们去敬拜埃及的神。
Now the verse of scripture comes at the conclusion of his denouncement.
这个他最后的说什么呢？
Let all the earth be in silence. Come at the conclusion of the denouncement.
他就是说最后这一节，他说我耶和华的圣殿里，全地的人都要在他的面前聚精静稳，就要安静在神的面前。
So at the conclusion, the prophet said, "Be silent, listen up, pay attention, see what the real word power is."
他那时候去就是。去说他们的人不要就是不要去敬拜他们其他国家的神，要在神的面前安静。
So tell them, the real power is not Nebuchadnezzar, the real power is Yahweh, Jehovah.
他说，其实这个他们的得到的力量可以帮助他们的，不是尼布甲尼撒，而是耶和华。
Be silent, listen up, and see who is the real deliverer, who is the real person who is going to save you.
他就是说对他们的民族说，要安静，要安静的看看神是谁是真正我们的拯救者。
It is not Egypt, but it is Jehovah.
不是埃及，而是耶和华。
Because what comes after this is in chapter 3 is talks about the greatness of Jehovah, greatness of God.
所以呢，跟着呢，他就讲到耶和华的伟大。
So some churches use this hymn for call to worship.
所以有些教会是用这个这段的经文来做这个宣教。
The call to the people to be silent before God.
叫人来到神的面前，首先我们要安静。
This is a symbol. It should tell us that God is the only one who is the master of heaven.
就是说到神只是神是唯一的神，他是创造这个万物宇宙万物的。
It is announced that Yahweh is the only deliverer.
只是耶和华唯一是耶和华可以拯救我们的。
And therefore we stand attention before him.
所以我们要在他的面前静默。
Now maybe some people do not like the idea of silent before God.
或者有些人不喜欢来到神的面前要安静起来。
They say that when we come before God, we must rejoice in jubilation, shout and sing praises.
我们来到神的面前，我们很高兴欢喜快乐，我们要唱歌，我们要很大声的唱歌。
they maybe they misunderstand. You see, this silent is a silent of humility, is a silent of submission, is a silent of reverence, and not a silent of being quiet.
他们不了解，其实这个安静是我们对神的一种的谦卑的态度，我们对他的尊服，我们对他的敬畏。这个安静不是说我们没有话说的这个安静。
So we come before Him in an attitude of reverence, and silence, and determination to worship His true, one and true God.
来到神的面前，在敬拜他之前。 我们的心态要来到他的面前要安静，这是一种对他的最的谦卑的安静，而且跟一种的敬畏的安静。
We prepare an offering of prayer and praise which wells forth from not from noisy utterances but from the depth of our heart.
所以，当我们有这样子的准备的时候，我们对他的赞美不是只是在话语中的赞美，而是从我们心灵。
The second section, you know, worship is for worship in praise.
那第二个部分在这个程序表就是赞美，这个赞美崇拜。
We come to praise, we come and sing the praises unto God.
我们来到这个教会呢，然后我们要跟神唱歌赞美呀。
Now in the book of Psalms, chapter 100. Verse 2 and then verse 4 and 5, let me read these verses to you. In Psalm 100 and then verse 2 and 4 and 5.
100篇第二章第一百篇第二节第四节跟第五节.
He says, serve the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with song, and then 4 and 5. Enter His gate with thanksgiving and in His court with praise. Be thankful to Him, bless His holy name, for the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures for all generations.
第一百章第二节，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他唱歌，当称赞进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他称颂他的名，因为耶和华总是上他的慈爱存到永远，他的心实直到万代。
So the praise is a very, very important part in worship.
所以这个赞美呢，是一个很重要的部分。
Number three is worship in giving.
第三点就是这个奉献。
Now in Christian worship, the offering of gifts is an expression of gratitude and appreciation to God.
在我们崇拜当中，我们这个奉献就是代表我们对神的一种感谢。
Now this worship, this kind of worship is found in both in Old Testament as well as in the New Testament.
这个奉献呢，这个礼师呢，是在我们在旧约里面看到，也在新约里面看到。
In the book of Psalms, it says that bring an offering and come into His courts.
在诗篇里面说，来到神的法院，要带着我们的礼物。
And then also in the book of Hebrews, in the New Testament, in chapter 13, verses 15 and 16, it says, through Him let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God.
在这个新约的希伯来书也说，我们要继续的奉献。
Now, I want to remind you that do not call offering a donation.
这个奉献不是一个捐血给教会的。
Now, as though you donate money to support the church.
不是说教会需要你的捐血来支持这个教会。And
some people even think that you donate money to the pastor to support the pastor.
但有些人以为这个我们奉献我们捐钱给这个教会，让教会可以支持牧师。
So it, remember, it is not a donation; it is an offering to God.
这个不是捐钱，这是一个奉献。
It is an expression of our love and appreciation to God.
这是我们对神的感恩，我们对他的爱的一个表现。
Okay, the next one is worship in proclamation.
另外一点，下一点就是讲到这个崇拜是要宣言的崇拜。
Now, I have preached a sermon on preaching as an act of worship, so I'm not going to go into detail study of this part
我已经跟你们分享过，这个讲道也是一个这个崇拜的一部分，所以今天我也不会怎么样的研究这个题目。
But I want to mention to you the centrality of preaching in the Baptist Church.
但是我想跟你说，这个教会是讲把这个讲道是放在重心的。
Now you realize that in the Baptist Church, the pulpit is set in the middle of the church, in the middle of the sanctuary.
你会留意到这个金星会把这个讲道者的台摆在中间的。
Symbolizing the centrality of preaching.
就是讲到预表到这个讲道者的重心。
Now if you go to a Catholic church or Presbyterian church, the pulpit is set on the side, on the left side or on the right side.
你去到别的教会，譬如说这个其他的教会，
天主教，
特别天主教，他们的这个台是摆在一边的。
Now especially in the Catholic church, the pulpit is on the side. And in the center is the Lord's table, the Lord's supper table.
在天主教呢，他们这个讲到这个台是摆在一边的，中间是讲是摆那个桌子，是圣餐的桌子。
Now they don't call it Lord's supper, they call it the Mass.
那他们不是叫做圣餐，他们叫做弥撒。
The time of the Lord's supper is very very important, and is spent a long period of time. In going through the mass,
他们的花很多时间用这个手中枪在这个弥撒。
So the most important part of the worship is the mass, is the Lord's Supper.
所以在天主教他们最主要的部分在他们崇拜的时候就是这个弥撒。
But in the Baptist Church or in the most of the evangelical church, preaching is the center in the worship.
但是在金星会或者大部分这个基督教的教会呢，讲道是最重要的一部分。
The preaching is a dialogue.
其实讲道也是一个对话。
The sermon is an offering to God.
这个讲道其实一个对神的贡献。
At the same time, is the word of God to men, to people.
同时，神也用这个讲道跟人讲话。
So at the moment of preaching, it is an encounter with God.
所以讲道其实是与神的相遇。
It is the purpose of preaching to bring man into a conscious confrontation with their Maker.
所以随着这个讲道，就是让神与人可以见面。
As His word is spoken, we are confronted with making a decision.
当我们受到神的话语的时候，我们要做一个决定。
See, when Joshua spoke to the people of Israel,
当这个约书亚跟这个以色列人讲话的时候，
he had given a long speech, and at the end, the people replied, "All that the Lord has said, we will do."
他跟这个以色列人讲了很长的道，然后最后呢，以色列人怎么说回答呢？他们说，我们会照着神吩咐我们的去做。
The Bible says they make a conscious decision, a choice to follow the word of God.
他们听了之后，他们要用他们的意志去做出一个决定来跟从神。
So whenever the word of God is spoken, we must make a choice, a decision.
所以当神的话讲出来的时候，我们要做一个决定。
We choose to receive Him or reject Him.
我们可以选择接受他或者拒绝他。
We choose to obey Him or disobey Him.
我们可以做出一个决定，我们需要顺服他或者不顺服他。
We make a decision to confess Him or to deny Him.
我们可以做这个决定，是我们接受他或者否认他。
So you make a decision.
就是说，每一次你听到神的话，你要做一个决定。
See, there is no neutral.
是没有说我什么也。
You say I'm not going to make a decision. Well, that is your decision.
如果你说我是中立的，我不做决定，这是你的决定啊。
So this brings us to the last section of our order worship.
这来到我们这个程序表的最后一部分。
There is worship in response.
这是这个回应的崇拜。
It is the moment of making a decision.
这就是我们要做决定的时候。
We all respond to the word of God either verbally or responsibly either internally or externally.
就是我们对神的回应，无论只是在外面的回应或者里面的回应。
Now I used to practice invitation at the end of the sermon.
我以前就是每次我讲完道理之后，我就请求。
Now when I come to this church, I don't do that anymore, but most of the time, I give the invitation at the end of the sermon.
我来到这个教会没有这样子做，不过以前我在我的教会我就会邀请。
So when the invitation is given, you make a decision verbally or non-verbally.
当我讲完道子之后，我就邀请你们，然后你就做一个决定，你接受或者不接受。
So you say, I want to really, you know, trust Christ, you come forward and make a decision.
如果你要接受主做你的救主的时候，你就来到面前。
If you reject, you don't come, and that is a decision.
那你如果你拒绝了，你就不来了，这也是你的决定。
But here we did not accept an invitation, and we did not externally make a decision, but you make your decision in your heart.
虽然这里我没有做这样子邀请你们出来，那所以你们不用这样子在外表上的有这个回应，不过你可以在你心里面有这个回应。
You make your decision real, yes, I am going to follow the word of God.
你觉得做了这个决定说是我要结束神，我要跟从他的话。
Then at the end of the service, usually, you know, in my formation, the choir will sing Amen.
然后通常在我以前的教会那个示范会唱 Amen.
Amen is yes, truly, we are going to do what God wants us to do.
就是代表了对我们会接受，我们会听从神。
See,
我们会做神叫我们做的。
God wants us to go and make disciples. Yes, we will go and make disciples.
所以神是想我们有这样子的决定，说对，我们要更从神，我们做神的这个更从者。
God wants us to go and love, and we say yes to God. Yes, I am going to go and love.
神要我们去爱，去关心别人，我们就说是我们会这样子做。
Now the Bible nowhere prescribes an exact order of worship.
在圣经里面没有说这个崇拜的程序表是要怎么样子。
But always acknowledges that some essential form of expression in worship.
不过呢，在圣经里面说我们要有程序。
So no one is in a position to criticize this is right and that is wrong.
所以呢，因为教会在圣经里面没有说这程序要怎么样子的，所以没有人可以说这个程序是对或者不对。
So whether it is in the Chicken Church where there is abundance of liturgy or the Quaker where there is no form at all.
或者其实这个有些教会是没有程序的，比如说这个其他有一些的教会他们没有什么程序的。
See, so the suggestion is that there must be a balance between the form and freedom.
所以呢，其实也要纵横，也有些程序，也有需要一些的自由。
Now the order of worship that we have is it adequate?
那我们教会的程序表是不是足够呢？
But I think it is adequate.
我想是很足够。
Is it perfect?
是不是很完美呢？不是。
Is it the only one?
是不是唯一的这样子的形式呢？
I don't think so.
我想不是。
There may be other forms of order worship.
有些教会或者他们有自己他们不同的形式去敬拜。
But I think there are five elements that we must include in worship.
不过这是有这个五个部分是很重要的。
There's the call to worship.
就是宣教。
There's the praise that we worship.
要赞美。
And offering to worship.
然后要这个奉献。
And the proclamation in worship.
然后要讲到。
And the response in worship.
然后有回应。
Let us pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this time as we come before you to worship you, and we pray that your spirit will continue to guide us as we keep your words in our hearts, that we do not sin against you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
所以有什么让我们穿福音西一三四十五准备拜拜的话，因为前天我们穿福音是在第二十七周荣耀大军嘛。We all stand up and we give the song we sing.
插手指，把它放在这个自己的 地址挪移啊，你那么这样电量就会会有这样的反应以后。
Thank you. Sorry, we had to end on that note, but it's an important issue. We now have, that's the end of the message. Have we missed any more?
No.
Right, the golden verse today, which appears on page 3 of your super sheet, Psalm 96, verse 1. I shall now read it. We'll read it 3 times. I will sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Golden verse. That's one. Lord, sing to the Lord all the earth.
Thank you.